On December 18, we reflect on the experience of St. Joseph. It's like a St. Joseph Mass. It's almost like the Feast of St. Joseph. Every Advent, we have this opportunity to delve into the greatness of this man who is usually in the background, often forgotten, the great St. Joseph. Now we know, especially anyone who was following the year of St. Joseph a couple of years ago, we know the extraordinary virtue, strength, humility, faith, courage of this man. I mean, he's just an extraordinary person. But it's not so obvious until we reflect on what he actually passed through. Maybe it's hard for us to place ourselves exactly in his situation, because we know the whole story. We know how it turns out. It's like when you know that there's a happy ending at the end of the novel, you can easily read through the chapters where it seems like it doesn't make sense. You already know it's going to work out. Well, that's how we see the situation of Joseph, but that's not how he saw it. And so when we ponder Joseph, what we can learn from him is how to look forward with faith, even though the present situation is all contradictory or dark or surprising, because that's really how we live. I mean, we know what happened in the past. We can look back and say, well, that's how God fulfilled his promises, and you know, Jesus came into the world, entered into the Holy Family, and we know all the marvels of the story. But we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or 20 years from now. We don't know. And so we end up thinking, oh, we're in difficulty, we're in fear, anxiety, uncertainty, because that's our experience. We live in the present, we know the past, we don't know the future. Well, that's how Joseph lived. He didn't know how it was going to work out. He was taken by surprise when all of a sudden his wife is pregnant. He's not the father. That wasn't what he had in mind. So we can reflect on Joseph's experience with the idea that this teaches us how to live in faith. So let's think about Joseph. Now, we think of the preparations for the coming of the Messiah as focused on the prophecy of the Virgin. And that's the prophecy that's quoted in today's gospel. The Virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel. That's what we think of as maybe one of the most important of the messianic prophecies. That's not how the Jews thought. That's not how Joseph was thinking. I don't even know what they thought of that passage. They weren't thinking that a virgin was going to be pregnant without a human father. No, what the Jews were focused on was the Messiah would be a descendant of King David. He would come from the house of Judah, he would be a descendant of David, he would be from the royal family, and he would be a new David. He would take on the role of leading the people, of gathering the tribes, and of conquering the enemy. So we have a prophecy like this in today's first reading. This is from Jeremiah this time. The days are coming, okay, in the future, this is what's going to happen. Some righteous shoot to David, a descendant of David, will rise up as king, and he will be a just and powerful ruler. He will govern wisely. He will do what is just and right in the land. This is what the Jews were expecting. A descendant of David. Someone who's going to be so great that he's going to do marvels like Moses. And it says in the second part of this reading, that in the days to come, the Jews won't just look back to the Exodus as the great time of God's intervention in the history of the chosen people. They will look back to the time when this Messiah figure will gather all the exiles and reunite them in Israel. Well, that's what they had in mind. So, looking back, you could see that's what Joseph had in mind. He wasn't thinking that he himself was going to be the chosen son of David, or that his that the son of his wife was going to be the chosen son of David. He didn't think of that. Then along comes this knowledge. He comes to know that Mary is with child. Well, Joseph knows that the Messiah has to be son of David. He doesn't know who the father of this child is. So there's already a contradiction there. How can the prophecies be fulfilled? On the other hand, Joseph, knowing Mary's goodness and holiness, may have simply said, God is at work here in a way I don't understand and is beyond my qualifications. And so he said, I'll just back off. And that was a good decision. Joseph, in the darkness of his knowledge, and he didn't know, he made this decision. See, in the present moment, we don't know. There's a lot we don't know, and we have to make decisions based on the little that we know in our dark condition, and as we face the surprises and the contradictions. But then the Lord gives Joseph light. Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. Don't be afraid. That should sound familiar to us, because that do not be afraid is a very, very common theme. Do not be afraid. Not that we won't suffer, not that everything's going to work out like we expect, but that God is at work here. So do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to trust the unfolding of God's plan. Then Joseph is told, this child is conceived through the power of the Holy Spirit, and you're the one who's going to give him his name, meaning you're going to take the father's role of this child. Even though you're not the father, you're going to be the father. You're going to act as the father, give the child the name. You're going to be the husband of his mother. And the name you're going to give him is Jesus, which means God saves. It's a savior title, Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So now Joseph, once he's given new information, he has to make a new decision. Is he going to accept this unbelievable pronouncement? Is he going to not be afraid? Is he going to act in faith? Yes. And this is where his greatness comes out. When Joseph knows it's God's will, he does it. Even if it doesn't make any sense, even if it's beyond him, and even if he doesn't feel qualified, that doesn't have anything to do with it. God is in charge, and I will not deviate from the will of God. I will not be afraid simply because I don't feel qualified or I don't know how to do it. God's will be done. So that's what it is. When Joseph awoke, he did it. He did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him. And the story unfolds from there. So I say we can learn from Joseph how to look back. We can look at the promises of God and how God has been faithful to his promises in the past. We can recognize that in the present moment, we only know so much, and we have to make our decisions in the confused and surprising circumstances of our life. But we can also look forward and not be afraid. Do not be afraid, because God is at work. And even when it seems as if God is contradicting his own plan, and that's what it seems like sometimes, we can trust that it's not that way, that God does not work against himself, and he's not working against us. So even when things go wrong, fall apart, or seem to run into insurmountable obstacles, we don't have to be afraid. We put our trust in God. We learn from St. Joseph how to trust, how to humbly accept, how to courageously decide, how to be just and righteous. So, and this is the journey. This is a lot of Advent, a lot of the Advent lesson is not simply that, oh, we're preparing for something we understand, the celebration of Christmas, something that we know and look forward to. A lot of Advent is readiness for what we don't know and what we can't really be fully prepared because we don't know what's coming. But in faith we can be. That's where Joseph steps in and says, okay, this is how to do it. Put your trust in God. And when he gives light, go with it. Go with the truth, with the message that you receive, and don't be afraid. So we ask St. Joseph, as we continue our Advent journey and our journey through the darkness of this world, we ask St. Joseph to keep interceding for us, guiding us, giving us good example.